are back. It's Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone. Host Lieutenant Eric Schein. And we're speaking with Dave. Dave, I want to go into one thing real quick, though, is people don't realize that the religion that has been, coined as being Jewish, it predates Israel as a kingdom, which was, you know, a kingdom in its own right, along with the Roman Empire and others. Under King Herod, they built a palace larger than anything in Rome. And it's one reason why the Romans came in and sacked it, actually several times. But Israel was also, Judah, sacked by the Babylonians. And much of these rulers and elites, it's not about any particular religion. It's not about any particular nationality. It's not about any particular country, because they predate most. They go back to Babylon and before. One of the reasons we're in Iraq is because Baghdad is Babylon. They want to get many of the ancient works and things that are buried there, relics and more, and information and knowledge and texts. But these go back to the Phoenicians, the Sumerians, and all of the ancient cultures that go back minimally 5,000 years or more. In the Middle East, if not throughout the world, the Phoenicians were seafarers, and they've traveled throughout the world. And we're starting to understand now, as we find signs of not just Vikings and Norsemen and others, even here in North America, but throughout the world, that these ancient mariners did travel the world and did colonize areas and have settlements in areas throughout the world. But these are, you know, even if you go to Nebuchadnezzar and other ancient, you know, even the pharaohs, this goes to the, I'm trying to think of the term, the Hammurabi and the Hammurabic code, that has been taken on by many of these civilizations, by many of these governments, by many of these nations, by many of these people. And someone at some point in time got smart, just like the Roman Catholic Church did, and incorporated it and made it into a religion. You know, it's really a system of governance that is kind of floating up and above and behind everything else. And the just like what happened with the Roman Catholic Church and taking the senators from Rome and moving them into and making them cardinals in the Roman Catholic Church, it's the very same thing that's gone on over the course of time in other places throughout the world.
Oh, I totally agree. And you see, the new religion that is where these so-called leaders of today right now that are trying to defraud us into a new religion and lead us into the future, when the word ecumenism is correctly understood, that's basically what they're trying to do in their new religion, is try to get everyone to accept everything as being okay. And let's face it, every culture that's ever developed in history, to a large point, has had good instruction in that, or they wouldn't have risen as civilizations if they didn't. But the point is, for people to pretend that they're Christians while they are trying to defraud and impose a fraudulent new religion on people is where the crime is, as far as I'm concerned. And when I was speaking of,
well, hold on, we're going to break. Oh, wait, we got this first break real quick. Let us go through this real quick. Hold on, we'll carry you over, Dave. We'll be right back. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone. Host Lieutenant Eric Schein. We're speaking to Dave from Wisconsin. Excuse me. Pick up the phone, 800-313-9443. We need a couple more callers.
An important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecretstoyouth.com. That's learnthesecretstoyouth.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, we're back, people. 800-313-9443. We need a couple more callers to call in and let us know that they're alive and well and they're listening. And let us know that, you know, we're not wasting our time here on the fourth. But let me go back to Dave in Wisconsin. Dave.
Yeah, sure. No, the holy thing, the thing is with this, the Holy Roman Empire, you see the word Catholic is missing from that, and it always has been. It's just, it's like an understood, that's another word for universal. Well, so.
But why would we even think that in the late 1800s, early 1900s, all of a sudden, for some odd reason, all of the kingdoms would come under fire. The Habsburgs would be shot, like Duke Ferdinand and his wife Sophie. And, oh, that's the end of kingdoms. There are no more royal families. Yeah, right. They went into hiding.
Exactly. Families aren't, at that time, they were huge. They were 14 and 15 and 16 children in a family of people that were of wealth. Every one of them.
Yeah.
And the British family that was British at the time, they had intermarried with almost all of the different families in Europe, either the
Germans,
royal families,
Italians, or, Spanish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
well,
it wasn't
anyway
for them, but it's almost like the jet setters of our day and age or day and time to where these individuals traveled amongst their own class in Europe, the royals, and intermarried with each other from all the different other, you know, nations.
Really? Really? And that's a good comparison because they had the mobility and the wherewithal to do so.
Yeah, that no one else had. The feudal structure, you know, most people were kept so busy just trying to put food in their mouth that they couldn't, you know, the merchant class, and this goes into mercantilism and part of what we're dealing with now, was what started to change the face of Europe to where we had a more of a quote-unquote middle class.
Well, see, this Charles Windsor, it's an interesting study, and anyone that looks at Joan Vian's website will find material on there. But, see, he's consolidated power throughout his entire life. He is the CEO of literally a global corporation in his own right, as he has been assembling these different organizations. Many of them are charitable and many are not, but nevertheless, he is at least a figurehead in several, and someone could just type in the words Prince's Trust and do a word search on that and go through some of those lists of different multi-billion dollar corporations and stuff. This family is a threat to the world because they're deceivers, you see?
Yeah, but what we've done, what we've effectively done is we paid a king's ransom, not just to the Windsors, but other royal families.
Oh, I agree.
To get them to remove themselves from politics, so to speak. Canada's done the same thing with the royal families. They declared independence and tried to get the royal families out of their business, but they're, you know, far from out of it. But it's exactly what Europe did with Attila the Hun and Genghis Khan, or as John Kerry would say, Genghis Khan.
Right.
To where we paid
face, John.
Well, we paid them a king's ransom to stay out of Europe and not to attack Europe. And what they did was they took that money that we paid them, or that was paid to them by Europe and the royal families, and they used it to build an army and then invade Europe. And what we've done effectively is the same thing. We paid the royals to stay out of politics, to stay out of business, just to look, go play polo or whatever. And they've used all that money and wealth and access to then come back around and attack us and try to take back over.
Well, at the same time, convincing the public that they've been playing polo all the while. It's amazing. I mean, they're not stupid people.
No. They know
they're
human
devious,
nature. Like
but they're
the back
not stupid.
Hand. Very devious. Insidiously devious.
Anyway, and then there's if someone would type in the words in a word search, knowledge is freedom, and then go to the article on there, it's titled The U.S. is Still a British Colony, and read through that. It describes how in some of the codes and statutes and so forth buried in legislation and everything to where right now there's an enormous amount of money that is being extorted back to the crown right now as we speak.
Yeah. The Queen is one of the largest landholders here in the United States.
And the thing is we're catching them at their game here, you see. We're a young nation yet, and there are more men like you and me that are talking this over, and we're doing – and my last name is Stovenel, by the way. I don't fear these people. They're wicked.
Right.
But I don't fear them, and you don't fear them either, and God bless you for that, Eric.
Well, they haven't left me much of an opportunity or chance to do anything but stand up to them because, you know, I've seen their corruptions. I've seen what they do to people. And, you know, I'm a military officer, naval officer, and more. And I've been, you know, I swore an oath to the Constitution, the Republic, and the American people to defend them against all threats, both foreign and domestic. And these people are deep within our government. They have taken over and they control our industries and our corporations. And it's just like Rothschild said in the 1700s, I care not who writes the laws for a country so long as I control the economy.
Yeah, the interesting thing is the foundational law is we have that on our side. So it's not an easy challenge that we're up against here because they are devious. And that's a very profound statement. But there are those that know how to live off the land, and they know how to win fights. There's a lot of us out here like that. Not just a few. As a matter of fact, the largest army in the world is the American people. If we only just realize that and not want to go to war.
Well, and that's supposed to, we're not supposed to have a standing army. That's the point.
Well, I'm not in a standing army, but I'll tell you what, I'll fight for
righteousness. No, my point being is that And our founding fathers understood, and that's why we had the Third Amendment and other amendments. They understood how the powers that be used the military to turn. That's why we have the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Third Amendment, Fourth and Fifth Amendments. These were all, they studied what went on in Europe. Like the Third Amendment came from the Napoleons, where Napoleon, you know, there was three of them, and I think it was Bonaparte. He would break up his military and send them out in bands, in rogue bands, to live off of the land, to live off the people, and then gather them together at the battlefield, 750,000 strong or more than a million sometimes. And what he and what the people would do is, rather than provision the troops, Napoleon would have them, you know, basically break into the cupboards of the, you know, peasants and the people, you know, in the country, and sleep in their farms or their homes, and come in and, you know, sleep with their daughters or whatever. That's why we passed the Third Amendment, so that we would not have the military amongst us, that they would have their own separate institutions and or, you know, reservations where they were separate and apart. But we weren't intended to have a large standing army that right. could be turned against our own people. And that's
right.
what's going
we're
on.
We're to be citizen soldiers and understand live like gentlemen and officers and gentlemen. That's the
yeah. And that came from that came from the Swiss. That was the Swiss model, that they all were trained with weapons. They were all the military or militia when needed. And if anything, and the only time that you gather them or call them is if the country's being invaded, and it's to defend the country.
Well, anyway, with this research as of late, anyway, with discovering about the, for example, that law of the Sea Treaty and the extension of seaward jurisdiction, that's all fraudulent. So as we discover their lies, and other people understand that I'm not exaggerating, you're not exaggerating, that there are con art. These people that are wearing these flowing royal robes are cheap little con artists, is what they are.
Yeah, but they're not con artists with a shell game with three shells and a nut under it.
No.
You're taking your quarter. These people are killers.
They're hardcore killers.
They're hardcore criminals.
That, but I'm saying it in a different context. I'm saying it in terms of the legitimacy of the law. These laws are not legitimate. And I mean, I have material in front of the Attorney General in Wisconsin. I live over in Wisconsin. And hey, if any of these killers want a piece, they can come and, you know, get themselves a little sum if they want to try and find it over here. Because I fight back, and everybody I know fights back. All right.
Well, and that's what we need, is complete resistance in all regards, on all fronts, whether it be in the courts, outside the courts, asserting your rights, not allowing the police or anyone else to walk over you.
Yeah, I don't go picking fights. But if somebody comes looking for trouble, they find it when they come over to my place. And it's pretty quiet here. It's always real nice and peaceful here.
Yeah, well, it is a system of self-governance, and the only way we can govern ourselves is to be, like you said, learned in the law and the Constitution and our system of self-governance, and to be gentlemen, and civilized, to where not only do you respect other people's rights and enforce and affirm your own, but you also help and extend your own insights, your own knowledge, to defend other people's rights, because what these guys like to do is they like to go after the defenseless. They like to use, whether it's immigrants, anchor babies, prisoners, they like to go after anyone and everyone that they can get people to hate and dislike and ostracize, so that they can use attacks upon their rights as sovereign individuals, sovereign human beings, to take things away from them. Think about it. If they're allowed to take away the rights from an anchor baby, a naturally born citizen, born in the United States, regardless of how they made it in the United States or whatever, that opens up and sets a precedent so that they can take away your natural born rights as well.
Yeah, that baby's legal whether we like it or not. I mean, there are people that get outraged about that, but that's a legal citizen.
But it's a baby. I mean, how can
that's
how
a
can
baby,
you fight
right?
against, you know, yeah, it's ridiculous. And that's the game they love to play. Dave, thanks. You can hold if you want. We're going to break. We'll be right back. Republic
Here's
Broadcasting
Dr. John
Network.
Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, people, we're back. Dave, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Just for a final point, because you obviously would have other calls. Public Law 107-295 alludes to Presidential Proclamation 5928, and it's fraudulent. It's all fraud, because
President's not supposed to be making law.
We're signatory to the Law of the Sea Treaty, and so it's a fraud. And then Public Law 107-296, which has to do with enhancing these police powers, it's all fraudulent. So those people that are dressed in black and kicking in doors and stealing people's guns and their homes and their private property, they're working for the Queen of England and the Prince of the
German. Exactly.
Literally,
and
the
once
German
people
Roman
understand
Holy
that.
Roman Catholic Empire, as soon as they understand that, maybe they'll go find a real job.
Well, no, and once people understand that, then it's not like, well, oh, it's our government. We have to do what it's
yeah,
not
it
our
isn't.
Government. These people are not. This is not the American way.
It's the opposite.
It's
not
exactly.
Our government. It's the enemy manipulating them for a few dollars more.
But if you look at our history and our founding fathers and the history since the establishment of our country, no matter what people say, Masonic or not, Freemason or not, conspiracy theories or not, I believe our founding fathers really did try to establish something different. They did. I mean, most of them, a good majority of the signatories of the Declaration of Independence died close to bankruptcy.
Yeah, but they drew up laws that We can literally demand that they're adhered to, but we can't do it without understanding what we're talking about. And there's so few people that don't understand the law. They don't study enough to understand what they're talking about, so they run off at the mouth. I very much am pleased to be able to have decent conversations with you like this.
Well, I appreciate that.
It's a blessing. It really is. And I hope other people get more serious-minded about their studies of,
you understand,
the Constitution especially.
Do you understand, Dave, that the whole issue on the gold fringe flag, our courts are admiralty courts. Our courts, and this is why we're not supposed to have military courts, because our federal district courts are supposed to hear and have the jurisdiction, the broad jurisdiction, to hear any and all complaints, whether it be Valerie Plame and Joe Wilson, down to the lowliest janitor or whatever, so that they can, if there is federal jurisdiction, meaning a dispute between a citizen of one state with a citizen of another, whether it's general maritime or admiralty law, which is supposed to be heard, it can be heard in the state courts, depending on, who the players are. The federal district courts have original subject matter jurisdiction over admiralty, as do the appellate circuit courts, as does the Supreme Court, so that you can file an original complaint with the Supreme Court if it comes under admiralty. And admiralty is it's a constitutional issue or question or area of the law. Even my own rights that come under shipping articles that were enacted in 1791, as enacted by our founding fathers, are within the Constitution itself. It talks about articles of agreement in the Constitution. Shipping articles are articles of agreement. They're basically like letters of marque, which is what the royal families used to use. But instead of having letters of marque that adhere to the royal families, the articles of agreement go to the people of the United States.
And your case is a little extraordinary from most people in the way most people get defrauded in court. And if they just read, if they don't read anything else, if they just read Article 3, Section 2, Clause 1, and Clause 2, so that they understand that if they're accused by an agent of the state, that the Supreme Court has original jurisdiction, they can get a lot of understanding of how cheated they're being. And someone can't function until they understand that they're being defrauded first.
Well, but we can't even get into, you cannot get an original complaint into the Supreme Court because they're picking, and rather than hearing all complaints, and if they need to expanding the Supreme Court, which I think is one way to get rid of Alito Scalia and all these other, Queen's agents, is to expand the size and the scope of the Supreme Court and mandate that they hear and or review every case.
Right. There's no reason why they should be able to discard cases at their will.
Right. They should have to put out an opinion. They're even hearing cases like the one with the Sotomayor and the fire department. That case was never heard. It never went to trial. So they're actually deciding on things instead of sending it back and saying, look, this is premature. You need to have a trial, and these people are due a trial.
Right. Adhering to law is important, especially for the Supreme Court justice.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the reality. But the thing is
who's going to hold
them accountable? Legislators have been getting away with being sloppy, and so have judges and lawyers and everything else, and the American people. Basically, the American people can pick up on learning how to and practicing to be officers and gentlemen and ladies again like they used to when this was a nation that functioned. I mean,
right.
It's up to all of us.
Well, we've been under attack for so long and ignorant of those attacks because they've come in economic form and in changing tariffs that were imposed against the royal families and their subjects and converting them into taxes against our own people and internally, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. People are starting to come around.
Well, it's great,
Dave,
talking to you. Happy 4th.
Yeah, happy 4th. We'll go to Mike here in a minute. We're going to break. We'll be right back. Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. Host Lieutenant Eric Schein. And this is In the Zone. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
All right, we're back. And let me put out the call-in number again. 800-313-9443. We need a couple more callers to call in before the end of the show. We were trying to get minimum six. It'd be nice to get a couple more. We're up to four now with Mike from Kentucky coming in. Mike, how's it going?
Yeah. Hey, I was just talking with a guy today, and you kind of touch on these sort of things. You remember Eugene Schroeder? Did you ever look at any of his materials about the various national emergencies that have never been rescinded, going back to, he traces a lot of them to 1933 with the banking emergency that basically has never been rescinded.
And Roosevelt called in all the bankers and everything. And
I thought it was under his administration that Americans could no longer possess gold. But somebody today said it goes back to Teddy Roosevelt, and that he reevaluated the price of gold and financed the White Fleet for World War One. I mean,
yeah, but Roosevelt did put out an executive order in 1933, the same time I think he declared bankruptcy and all sorts of other stuff, seizing four precious metals: gold, silver, steel, which goes towards the Second Amendment. For those who don't, understand that how steel can be a precious metal, and I forgot what the fourth one is, but Roosevelt. FDR did that as well. But this goes back even before Teddy. There's been battles going on, and this goes into the U.S. Bank This goes into Jackson. This goes into whether we should have a public or private banking system.
Well, I don't think there's anything in the Constitution that says that Congress is allowed to legislate away their responsibility to regulate the value of the money. And that's what they did with the voice vote in 1913. A quorum was called.
Six senators.
Congress went on a Christmas break. They were already on the trains, and a group of them got together and called a quorum and had a voice vote and voted in that Federal Reserve Act.
And that was not a true quorum, though.
Well, no, it's been, that's why some people say it's all been constructive fraud since, well, you know, Sam V. Chase, I think it was, said secession was, they didn't want Jefferson Davis to go back into court because they feared that he would win his argument and could walk back into the Southern Confederacy White House because they never did settle secession legally.
Well, right. Well, they did because they do it by defect and default to where, and this goes into much of what's going on now, they have us in the very same environment or scenario as our initial Civil War, where in the first Civil War, they took us from a state nation, a group of states that formed a nation, into a nation state where the United States with small u was turned into the United States with a big U. And now they want to take us from a nation state into what is called a market state. And I read this earlier in the program. Let me read it again real quick because I think you'll, if you've listened to the show before, you've probably heard me read this. But it's from Philip Bobbitt's book, The Shield of Achilles, and it goes into exactly what's going on. And remember, the Long War is from 1914, the beginning of World War I, until the wall came down in Berlin in 1990. The historic consequences of the Long War. Thesis: the market state is superseding the nation state as a consequence of the end of the Long War. The end of the Long War has been quickly followed by the emergence of a new constitutional order. This new form is the market state, whereas the nation state, with its mass free public education, universal franchise, and Social Security policies promised to guarantee the welfare of the nation, the market state promises instead to maximize the opportunity of the people and thus tends to privatize many state activities. And listen to this. Listen very closely to this. To privatize many state activities and to make voting and representative government less influential and more responsive to the market. The United States, a principal innovator in the development of the market state, must fashion its strategic policies with this fundamental constitutional change in mind.
Well, weren't we being sold that all during the 90s, during the Clintonista years with Al Gore and his reinventing governance and using all, you know, working hand in glove with so-called non-governmental organizations?
Exactly.
501c3, you know, nonprofit foundations and stuff that would be doing things that normally would be done by government, true government agencies. But it's hard to know what's a true government agency and what's some sort of a corporation that's been set up by elected officials.
But if you trace these names like Gore and Bush and Roosevelt, you can go on Wikipedia and find out who Roosevelt is related to. Grover Cleveland and Pierce, and you know, there's about 18 or more, I think actually two-thirds of the presidents are all related.
Well, and England has such a national pride that they always try to make sure that they put out a story which just says that whichever president got elected was closely related to the House of David through the crown. You know, they've since at least the 30s, I think their Royal Genealogical Society has always put out the idea that the president that was elected was most closely related to the royal family in power.
You know what the Star of David is?
I heard it was merging of the fertility symbols for male and female. The downward triangle is female, and upper triangle is male.
No, it's a pyramid on top of an inverted pyramid.
Well, they're both 60, equal angular, equilateral triangles.
Right. And if you think about that and think about the pyramid structures in Egypt, and how a pyramid is used, like a Ponzi scheme, you have at the apex, you have an individual who applies the pressure all the way down the line to everyone else.
Yeah.
And in it, there's not just other pyramids. There's also inverted pyramids that have to be in there so that the entire structure forms the pyramid.
And in Jewish mysticism, you know, supposedly there's something like, just like the square and the compass, there's like four versions of the square and the compass. There's about three or four versions of the shield of David, not the Star of David, but the two interlocking triangles. There's some that are woven, there's some that are interlocking, there's some with downward triangle on top of the upward triangle, and then verse, you know.
But most of these didn't come from, it has nothing to do with Israel. It has nothing to do with, they've just taken that on. And even, you know, the German royal families have used this as an excuse. They went after, you know, not only the Jews in the Holocaust, they went after Christians, Muslims, gypsies, gays, anyone and everyone else who they stood out, who they wanted to go after, just like they've done in Afghanistan. You know, you put out a $5,000 bounty on people, and you've got people who have had petty rivalries between their families, and all of a sudden, whichever family gets to the United States first and turns in the other, not only do they get to take over the land, property, and women of that other family, they get paid $5,000 for doing it.
Well, I have to wonder who was the real racial hygienists here, because the Zionists got most of their elite people out and were already in Israel, and the Germans let them go.
But that's what I'm saying.
They declared war on Germany in like in 1933, World Zionism. You can find the headlines on the newspapers. They declared war on Germany, and they embargoed them and started starving the German people and made an enemy out of themselves before the Nazis had any real implementation of any of the cleansing or whatever undesirables.
But it's these people who will sacrifice their own. And basically what, if you think about it.
They were cleansing their own. They got rid of a lot of their undesirables.
Well, no, but wait, let me finish. It just goes like to the royal families. You have, say, a nation, and you have a king. And the king has his own relations, brothers and sisters and children and mother and father and everybody else, and extensions thereof, and other families they're all married into. They're at the top of the pecking order. They're at the top of the heap. They will sacrifice, just like they do with the army and military, you know, France going against, or Prussia going against Germany, and Prussia going against France, and France going against Germany, and Germany going against France, you know, that's gone on, and Russia and whatever, that's gone on for thousands of years. They will gladly sacrifice their own people, especially the people at the bottom of the, you know, ladder, so that they can go in and take things from other families, other nations, or to some extent just to advance the military-industrial complex and technology and their control over that technology, and to leapfrog it in warlike conditions to where at the end of the war they own and control the access to that technology, but they've advanced it head over heels much quicker than it would have taken in a time of peace.
Well, one of the things I put it to a lot of people, I said, you know, I ask them if they know about Operation Paperclip.
Right.
And
that's a Roman Catholic Church, you know.
Huh?
Roman Catholic Church.
No, Operation Paperclip, where it was covered up about who was a Nazi and who was involved in killing all the undesirables in Germany.
They Paperclip was actually basically a rat line, bringing Nazis here into the United States that the Roman Catholic Church was involved in assisting with.
Well, the nickname of the program was so well known, they changed it to Operation Paperclip because too many people found out about that they were whitewashing who was a member of the SS and the Nazi Party so that they could bring them into this country and use them. Well, where are all those people, and where are their grandsons if they were these devout, you know, dedicated to their cause?
Well, here's a good example.
Nazis, you know, they haven't let go of their.
Here's a good example, Mike.
They haven't let go of it.
Admiral Allen, who's the current U.S. Coast Guard commandant, the head of a new branch of military that's not supposed to be a branch of military, that a branch of military that's not in the Department of Defense but in Homeland Security, that's supposed to be a police agency, not a branch of military, is operating under military law in Homeland Security, not the Department of Defense. It didn't even come from the Department of Defense. It came from the Department of Transportation. It wasn't under the UCMJ, which is Title 10, which is the Department of Defense. Admiral Allen is married to Pamela Hess of Hess Oil Dynasty, and she's related to Rudolf Hess.
Directly back.
Right, and they call them the water Nazis for a reason. That is our Coast Guard today.
They call there's people that nicknamed the Coast Guard the water Nazis.
Yeah.
Well, they're trying to get to where they can control any water, even if it's not navigable.
Not just international waters or waters that are, you know, coastline or oceans.
Rivers.
Yeah, exactly. Lakes, whatever. They don't care.
Yeah, they want
rainwater. While it's still in the air.
It's not even, not even navigable.
Yeah, no, because think about it. Because the Coast Guard now, in new legislation that's come out, has authority over everything above, on, and below the water. And not only are they looking to purchase submarines, the Coast Guard, we have a Navy. That's what they're for. The Coast Guard is loading in-close weapon system, Phalanx Gatling guns, that fire 3,500 rounds per minute on their Coast Guard vessels. It's like, what?
Well, yeah, but those are almost obsolete because they've got these new electric directed energy weapons that are supposed to be replacing the Phalanx guns pretty soon.
Right, but they have to sell the Phalanx to somebody, and they need to get rid of the depleted uranium somehow.
Yeah.
So there's the Coast Guard.
There you go. Now they can turn this into a wasteland like they did Iraq and spray depleted uranium anywhere they want to, I guess.
Exactly.
And, well, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's just, so much for Independence Day, right?
Oh, great. Yeah, it's wonderful. But the reason I was trying to get into that national emergency stuff is they passed some kind of a bullion act. In 1982, I think it was, and they started reissuing coins
that's coming.
Built on the British 9.9125 or something
troy ounce
gold
or whatever.
Well, the percentage of gold in the coin is 0.9125 of an ounce is pure gold, as opposed to being a pure bullion coin of 9.995.
Right.
It's on the British standard, but they're called gold eagles, and they say $50 on them. They come from the U.S. Mint. So they're going after this guy out in Las Vegas for paying his workers as contractors in gold eagles. And so you can imagine he can say the face value of what he's paying these people is $50 a month, $50 a month.
Right.
And it's because of the legal tender laws. He's paying them $50 a month and giving them a gold coin.
That's worth a lot more.
It works out to be, works out to actually be whatever 20 or 12,000 or however many they're getting paid. You know, $50,000 a year would be actually 2,500 face value.
Right.
And so they lost the case 2 years ago, and all the workers got dismissed for willful failure to file and fraud or whatever the charges were, 160 counts of the jury just said, sorry, you don't have any regulations to cover this, so we're letting them off the hook. And they won't let go of the guy. They're still trying to charge him with some different charges because he got dismissed by the jury. But they're even going after the people that post comments on the Las Vegas Review-Journal newspapers, website story on it. They're going after people. They're trying to get who it is that, posted, hey, I haven't filed income tax in 30 years. So it's so much for the First Amendment. You can't, post anonymously on these blogs anymore if the government wants to go after you.
Look what happened with Madoff, Enron, WorldCom, Tyco, Global Crossing, GM, Chrysler, Ford, et cetera. Ford maybe is the one exception, but if they're not, they got all kinds of problems too. They're just being covered up a little bit better, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. How come they're not going after them?
No.
They're going after the little guy, the individual, and bringing the full weight and force and effect of the federal government to do that. And that's not what our federal government was intended for.
Well, and if people think we have a free press, where is the coverage of this? This has been going on for over two years.
Well, look,
it totally blows the IRS out of the water. Everybody could be being paid in U.S. Mint coins, and her face value would be low enough to where you'd earn a nice salary, $40,000-$50,000 a year, not have to pay income tax on it because it's
well, but we shouldn't be paying income tax in the first place because we're supposed to be charging tariffs. Our country was set up to be a free society.
Oh, I know.
Literally a free society.
Yep. Free enterprise.
Right, no, but to where our republic, the government would be self-sustaining to such a point that the tariffs imposed upon the royal families and their subjects ran our government up to the 1930s.
Yeah.
100%.
It's a union.
Yeah.
It has to be. A trade union. I'll let you go.
All right, Mike. Bye. Thanks for calling in. Happy 4th. We'll be right back. Last segment. Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. Hosted to Eric Shen. 800-313-9443. You can sneak one in.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Hi, this is Tom DeWeese, inviting you to join us for the 10th Annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Oklahoma City, August 13th to 15th. Our keynote speaker is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You will also meet Chuck Baldwin, Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt, a host of state legislators hot on the heels of the fight to preserve state sovereignty. And you will learn all the details behind the coming international ID and how the MEAC report fits in. Property rights, privacy rights, education, and the assault on natural health care, all will be discussed at Freedom 21. And John Stadmiller of RBN will be helping me co-host the event. You can register for the full conference or for just a day. We also offer a very special student rate. For more information, go to www.freedom21.org or call my office at 540-341-8915. The leaders in the fight to preserve our freedom are gathering in Oklahoma City this summer. I hope you'll join us at the Freedom 21 National Conference.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
All right, we're back, and hey, happy Independence Day. We may be independent, we may not make our own laws anymore, we may not have a constitution and or a republic, may not be a system of self-governance anymore, but it's up to you, because, you know, our founding fathers were able to stand against the biggest, most powerful empire of United Kingdoms in the world at the time, in their day, and in their own right. They took their own lives in their own hands and said, no, We will not live like this, and we will not allow even those who are ignorant of the ways of kings and queens and guillotines and the difference between a republic and a system of self-governance to live under that type of rule. We will help free those and free the minds of those who would, for one reason or another, live entrapped and serve or choose to serve or somehow be tricked into serving these royal families and their plans to subjugate and enslave mankind to do their bidding. You know, I read the piece from Philip Bobbitt's book. I'll read that one section again and, you know, get his book, whatever. This is critical, and I'll, you know, end it here. And thus tends to privatize many state activities and to make voting and representative government less influential and more responsive to the market. Not only is that treason, talking about a new constitutional order, which is a constitutional monarchy, but it is feudalism. It is changing our country. It's fascism. It's corporatism. You know, as even Mussolini said, it shouldn't be called fascism. It should be called corporatism. And what that is, it's the marriage through non-governmental organizations, government organizations and or departments, corporations, private trusts, public trusts, and more into one entity to where these families have their individuals. And I've come up with one of the attorneys, you know, Gerald Ford. His real name is Leslie King. I've had three or four people, the last name of King, involved in my own affairs. They hired, subcontracted an attorney down in San Diego named Nick King. And this is, you know, all the people tied to Archie Morgan, who's tied to J.P. Morgan, and Ron Davis, who's tied to Jefferson Davis and a bunch of others, and the Walker family and the Davis-Walker family. You know, we've got the same collectivists, the same centrists who believe in strong central government operating out of the South as we do out of the North, and most who have their ties and are controlled to a large extent, whether they realize it or not, from Europe. You know, they're trying to establish the same thing here as they did with the European Union, which is under German control and will be more evident here shortly, as they are here in the United States. And convert, you know, we got Arnold Schwarzenegger in charge of the, second or first largest economy here in the United States, if not the fifth or some believe the eighth largest in the world. He's an Austrian citizen. He wasn't even native born. And he's in charge of California. And look at where we're at now. Gee, go figure. We got a bodybuilder in charge of the state as a governor. And, who was the guy before that? Oh, Gray Davis. Oh, didn't you just say something about the Davis, Walker, Bush family? Yeah. Why do you think Gray Davis was basically holding hands and rubbing up against Arnold Schwarzenegger after he pushed him out of office through Darrell Issa and others? Anyways, peace, people. Happy Independence Day. We're only independent if you fight for it and keep it. That's a system of self-governance. That's a republic. Talk to you next week. Peace. We're out.
With recent internet.